I think we are in a very good place for the full reopening of schools. All of the risk mitigation measures that were put in place last year will continue this year. So the requirements that everybody in the school community wears face coverings will also take place this year. The social distancing, so there will be smaller classes to allow the social distancing. So again, that's been funded for this year. The enhanced cleaning regimes, the hand sanitizing, all of those measures that if you have symptoms, you stay at home, all of those that were in place last year are in place this year. And we suppose we have two additional measures this year that we didn't have last year. And that's the putting in CO2 monitors in our classrooms and where necessary, air cleaners. So they will measure the CO2 levels in the classrooms. There's going to be a greater emphasis this year on ventilation in classrooms. Now, they will only monitor the risk and then they will, I suppose, alert teachers when they need to open windows fully and doors fully and stuff like that. And there'll also be rooms where it may not be safe to open windows, such as maybe ASD classrooms. So they will be given air quality cleaners where they will filtrate the air, which is to be welcome as well. I think, though, with the vaccination, you can still transmit the COVID even if you have been vaccinated, and there will be people in our school community who cannot get vaccinated. So if you're a teacher, for example, and you're within the first 14 weeks of a pregnancy, you're advised not to be vaccinated. So we will have our people who are on certain immunosuppressed drugs cannot get vaccinated. And as well as that, the vaccination, although it's opening next Thursday for those aged 12 to 15, we don't know what the uptake will be.